For this Thursday, March 28th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The state of Indiana is expected to be fully prepared for the once-in-a-lifetime eclipse on April 8th. On Wednesday, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb signed an executive order declaring a statewide disaster emergency to utilize resources from other states that are members of the Emergency Management Assistance Compact, also known as EMAC. Holcomb says the order is for the anticipated needs of Indiana's emergency response, transportation, communication, and critical infrastructure systems due to the projected influx of tourists. Once a governor issues an order, EMAC members will typically share equipment and communication systems to help support state resources to ensure the safety and welfare of residents if an emergency event happens from the tourism increase. The state of emergency declaration is expected to be in place through April 9th. The Mount Vernon Police Department posted on Facebook that they are joining forces across the nation and will commit to enforcing texting bans and reducing distracted driving practices. It will start in April, and the slogan is "Put the phone away or pay." This effort comes during National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Drivers will see increased law enforcement efforts as officers will be stopping and ticketing anyone who is caught texting and driving. Violators of Indiana's hands-free law could face a Class C infraction with fines of up to $500 and have points added to their license. Coming up this Saturday is the Mount Vernon Community Easter Egg Hunt. It will take place at 1 o'clock at Brittlebank Park. This is for all kids up to 12 years of age. The Easter Egg Hunt is sponsored by the Mount Vernon Kiwanis Club, Mount Vernon Lions Club, and Mount Vernon High School Key Club. Family Matters of Posey County posted on Facebook that they have tickets available for this Saturday's Division II Men's Basketball Championship game at Ford Center in downtown Evansville. The game will tip off at 2 o'clock. If you are interested in taking your child, please reach out to the Family Matters office. They say they would love to give the tickets to you. They will be given out on a first-come, first-served basis. The Division II men's basketball tournament continues today at Ford Center with the Final Four round. There are a pair of games at 1 o'clock and 3:30. The first game features Nova Southeastern and Cal State San Bernardino, and the second game will have Minnesota State against West Texas A&M. Last night in local high school sports, Mount Vernon baseball dropped their season opening game at home against Central 11-0. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers lost the final game of their five-game road trip in Chicago to the Bulls 125-99. The Pacers fall to 41-33 on the season. They went 3-2 on their five-game roadie. Indiana returns home tomorrow night to face the Los Angeles Lakers. Coming up tonight in local sports, it's a quiet evening on the high school sports scene. In local college action, Evansville baseball begins a three-game series against the Southern Illinois Salukis at home at 6 o'clock. The Purple Aces are 9-15 on the year. USI baseball starts a three-game set at Moorhead State, first pitch at 4 o'clock. The Screaming Eagles are 11-13 on the season. The NCAA men's basketball tournament picks back up tonight with four Sweet 16 games. At 6:09, it is Clemson against Arizona. Then at 6:39, the defending champ UConn takes on San Diego State. Later on in the evening at 8:39, we will see Alabama and North Carolina, followed by Illinois facing Iowa State at 9:09. Finishing up with Major League Baseball, as opening day is today, and the St. Louis Cardinals start their season out west in Los Angeles against the Dodgers at 3:10. You can hear that game on 106.7 WMVI. The Cincinnati Reds start the year at home against the Washington Nationals, first pitch at 3:10. Also at 3:10, the Chicago White Sox welcome the Detroit Tigers, and the Chicago Cubs are in Texas to battle the Rangers at 6:35. That wraps up your news and sports for this Thursday, March 28th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.